Honor Bridges ran her hand through her hair and cursed herself. It had been over 3 hours since she'd left Jackson's office, and she was still shaking. It had been 8 years, and the man still made her want to jump him and never let go. He might act all stoic and broody, but she knew he could smile, that he could feel. Well, at least he had 8 years ago when she'd known him. Honestly, she didn't know this new Jackson at all. For all she knew, he'd encased himself in even more ice than he'd had before, and was such a complete ass he didn't have a feeling in him. His words had stung, but she quickly got over them. She'd seen the look in his eyes when she turned to him. It was fury, confusion, arousal, and hurt all rolled into one. Though he'd masked it quickly, she'd seen it. It gave her hope, though hope for what she had no idea. It wasn't as though she wanted to get back together with him, not that they'd been truly together before. She had only wanted to let him know she was there because she hadn't wanted it to be a surprise, though in retrospect that seemed a bit self-centered and foolish. She'd been so afraid he wouldn't have even remembered her, and then she'd seen the way he looked at her. She'd called him those few times before, but he'd acted as though he didn't know who she was, but he'd known her name, and her brother's name. He'd remembered. For some reason that made her feel all warm and giddy inside. Not that she'd do anything about it. Honor was back in Holiday because she had a job to do. She'd neglected it for so long and had only been able to do so because of who her aunt was. Shame flooded her, but she pressed it down. She would do what was right and get over herself and her past. After all, she was a tooth fairy, and there were little kids who needed her and the hope she'd bring with her job, but she'd get back to that soon. Her aunt would help her get acclimated and she'd find her way. She just had to get out of her room and get on with her life. The sun beat down on her as she walked out of the inn, passing the innkeeper on her way. Connie seemed like her own fairy godmother. The woman always seemed to know what she needed and when. Honor put on her sunglasses and tilted her face to the sun, needing its energy and warmth to do what she had to. Her aunt was waiting for her, and she'd put this off long enough. She hadn't stayed with her aunt because they were both old enough that they needed their own space. A shout made her turn, and then a heavy object pushed her to the ground, skinning her hands and bare knees. "What the hell?" She gasped and turned. She was laying under a hard body. Honor tried to push off the warm weight and winced as her palms burned. She blinked as she looked into Jackson's deep blue eyes filled with fear.
"Are you okay?"
he asked as he looked down at her. He knelt above her, lifting his weight off her body, then ran his large hands up and down her sides. She pressed down the heat her libido seemed to love and pushed him away.
"Why did you knock me down?"
He frowned at her, then stood, bringing her up with him.
"You've hurt your knees and palms. Let's go in and get Connie to help me clean them out."
Honor pushed him away again, ignoring the sting in her cuts. She looked up at the man who towered over her at over 6 feet and narrowed her eyes, taking in his thick hair. It was cropped to his head, a little bit of gray coloring his temples. Heck, he looked hotter now than he had before. Her nipples pressed against her sundress, and she fought not to rub up along the man like a cat in heat. No, totally not the time.
"You don't get to tell me what to do. And why the hell did you push me?"
"Didn't get enough barbs in before, so you decided to push me down instead?" She winced at the look of hurt that crossed his face before he schooled his expression again.
"I'll let that one go since you're clearly addled from your near miss."
She opened her mouth to say something about that, but he shook his head and moved out of the way so she could see the broken remains of what looked to be a large flower pot on the ground. The ceramic lay in shattered pieces amongst the dirt and dying flowers.
What?
She blinked, not knowing what to say.
"That was coming down for your head, so I pushed you out of the way. You could have been seriously hurt or killed on her."
Her palms went clammy as her body shook. She looked up to the open window but didn't see anyone.
"I guess it just fell,"